Hear now these words. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor, so you'll be able to withstand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you'll be able to resist the enemy in a time of evil. Then after the battle, you'll still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that is the good news for Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching the message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him, as I should. To bring you up to date, Tychicus will give you a full report about what I am doing and how I am getting along. He is a beloved brother and faithful helper in the Lord's work. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we are doing and encourage you. Peace with you, dear brothers and sisters, and may God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ give you love with his faithfulness. May God's grace be eternally upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Okay. So, just a little while ago, we sang a song called Keep on the Firing Line. And you may have noticed our last songs will be called Onward Christian Soldiers. Okay? So, I have little hints there what the scripture and sermon is about. The sermon is about be strong in the Lord. And so in these last verses of this great letter we've been studying at this time, Paul says some scriptures that has been a blessing to Christians for thousands of years now, and it still applies to us today. He says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Notice it says, in the Lord and in his mighty power. Oh, so many of us, we want to do things in our power. And we do that, and we get burned out, we get bitter, we get bit in the hospital. That won't work. Paul says, you need to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. If you do it on your own, you'll get yourself in trouble. But you do it with God's power. Remember what Isaiah said about how those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk, shall not faint. They shall mount up as wings of eagles. As Christians, we should be depending on God's power to strengthen us. And then he says, put on all of God's armor. Why? So you'll be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in heavenly places. Notice how Paul is really hammering home about this evil in this world. He talks about evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world. Then he says, mighty powers in this dark world. Then he says, evil spirits in heavenly places. He used three different phrases that he's trying to hammer home to his audience. Yes, there is evil in this world. And we live in a society today where folks fall a lot of times in two categories that are very bad. You got one crowd that says, I don't believe there's any evil in this world. There's nothing out there. There's no devil. That's just something you see at Halloween time. Some kid dressed up in a little red costume. Well, if you don't think there's evil, you need to turn on the TV and watch the news. There is an evil presence on our planet that is encouraging folks to commit evil acts against other people. When you see someone getting their head cut off over the Middle East, there's some evil going on. When you hear in our country about some serial killer, there's some evil going on in this country. You are naive to think there isn't. And on the other end of the rainbow are folks who are fascinated with it. Not only do they believe it, they want to know more about it. And they get themselves in a lot of trouble because they start fooling around with the occult and the black magics. As Christians, our attitude is we believe it's out there, but we're not fooling with it. We're here to fight against the forces of evil. And so then Paul says, put on every piece of God's armor, so you'll be able to resist the enemy in a time of evil. In other words, Paul says, time of evil is coming. And don't be naive that you're going to get pulled off and sent back home. You are a soldier in God's army. You are supposed to be lined up protecting the front lines. You know? And you see, remember, when Paul's writing this, you know, he's talking about being in chains. He's under arrest. So I'm sure Paul, being the great preacher he was, he spent a lot of time talking to his guards and getting to know them and sharing the gospel with them. And you may recall one letter talks about how even some of the guards got saved and became Christians because of his preaching. And I'm sure Paul made conversations and said, well, tell me about your uniform. And then they said, well, you know, I joined the government and the army there, and the Roman army gave me, issued my sword, issued this, and explained it to them. And see, and back then, your army, your soldiers, they were also your army, but also served as your local police department. You may recall when John the Baptist was preaching his great revival in the Jordan River, some soldiers came to get saved and said, John, what should we do? Now, John did not say quit the police department to quit being a soldier. He didn't say abolish the police department. What he did say, though, was be content with your wages and charge no man falsely. In other words, don't be out here trying to steal from folks, fee grabbing, and also do your job. Don't charge innocent people for crimes they didn't commit. So, how does a soldier dress? What's the uniform for the soldier? Okay. Well, stand your ground by first being on the belt of truth. Okay. Now, if you saw a soldier out in Afghanistan, they had a belt on, and they probably had some grenades, some bullets. Out here in our neck of the woods, you see deputy sheriff's deputy. He's got on that big old belt with the handcuff, the mace, the taser, all that. They're prepared. And then he says, put on the body armor of God's righteousness. Talking about that breastplate. Okay. This way the enemy comes, the sword, no harm done. Now, in our side of the day, you know, we would say that'd be our bulletproof vest, wouldn't we? Now, could you imagine me being dressed as I am right now out on the military field or pulling folks over? You could say, why don't you get yourself killed doing that? You better be on that bulletproof vest. Or our bulletproof vest is righteousness, living a holy life. When we live unholy lives, what we're doing is we're just hanging the bulletproof vest off and throwing it to the side. And that will get us in trouble. And then to talk about the shoes. Build on the peace that comes from good news, so you'll be fully prepared. Okay. Now, I know we've seen church programs where the Roman soldiers had on these little flip-flops, and they're out there flipping and flopping for Easter and such. But historically, a Roman soldier, they either had those sandals that laced up very tightly, or they had on boots. Okay, because when you're in battle, you don't have flip-flops flipping and flopping. You need shoes that have good traction, that when you put your feet down, they don't go anywhere. Paul says, as Christians, our shoes should be the peace that comes from the good news. What did Isaiah say? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good tidings? That's what he's referring to. That gospel is our good news, is the shoes we wear. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. You know. So the image is you got the devil there shooting arrows at you with fire. The idea is catch that shield on fire, cause some damage. Paul says, put that shield of faith up. And in the Roman army, they would take their shields sometimes and put them in water before going to battle. And this way, when the dart hit the shield, it extinguished. The shield of faith. That faith, Apostles' Creed, that historic faith, and then also that personal faith. Now, this morning, I brought my Captain America necktie for all my young fans. But what is he best known for? He's known for that shield. The bad guys come after him, he puts that shield up as a defense. As Christians, we have a shield, the shield of faith. And then it says, put on salvation as your helmet. Now, if you're running around Afghanistan right now in the war zone, you just don't run around with a little cloth hat on top of your head, do you? You have on a helmet. That should a grenade or a bullet or something come flying by, at least there's a little bit of protection between you and it. Paul says that our salvation is our helmet. By accepting Jesus as your personal Savior, you have on a helmet to protect your head, your way of thinking. And then he mentions the one weapon. Everything else I've been talking about has been offensive or defensive. Offensive. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And isn't it interesting how they're talking about how God's Word is sharper than a two-edged sword? In the book of Revelation, talking about Battle Armageddon and people that hear about it and everything has to do with the army tanks and missiles and bombs. But when you read it, Jesus wins the battle with a sword coming out of his mouth. And I'm not talking about like a circus sword. I'm talking about the Word of God. That is how evil is destroyed, by God's Word, his truth. And then Paul says, pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent. If you're going to be in the army, you got to be alert. If you're out walking around trolling, you got to be paying attention. If you don't, you might step on a landmine. You're not paying attention. Like, who's that guy over there? Do I know him? I better talk to him. It might be the enemy. You got to be alert. You just can't be walking around like Gomer Pyle going Shazam. You'll get yourself killed doing that. As Christians, we should be alert and persistent. And it says, persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. In other words, we pray not just for here at Mars Hill, but Wesley Chapel and Inglewood in the United States. Well, we pray for all our fellow believers. Right now, we should be praying for those over in Afghanistan. They're going through some real trials and tribulations with that Taliban. We should be lifting up our Christians everywhere. And then Paul gets personal. He says, and pray for me too. Now here's Paul, the mighty preacher. But he says, I need your prayers. He said, ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. Paul didn't say, now pray for me that I don't get in trouble. Paul said, pray for me that I may be bold. That usually got him in trouble. And now he used the right words. And who among us had not had a situation where you saw someone and wouldn't say something, but you're like, I just didn't know what to say. He didn't have the right words. Paul had that same problem. He said, pray for me that God will give me the right words. Paul says, I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. Now, a ambassador is a person from one country. He goes to another country to represent their country. So, for example, if I was an ambassador over in India, I'd be there in India on the behalf of the United States. Now, usually ambassadors are treated very nicely. But Paul said, I'm ambassador for the Lord, and I'm in the jailhouse right now in chains. So pray that I'll keep on speaking how? Boldly for him as I should. Not once, but twice, Paul said, pray for me that I'll continue to be bold in my preaching of the gospel. Now, Paul said, I don't care about the chains, that's fine. But I don't want to be a coward or water down the gospel. I want to be bold while I'm preaching. And then the next few verses, he brags about one of his buddies. He says, to bring you up to date, Tychicus will give you a full report about what I'm doing and how I'm getting along. He is a beloved brother and a faithful helper in the Lord's work. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, let you know how we are doing and encourage you. At the end of Paul's letters, he always does a shout out to his fellow co-workers. Paul could not do it all by himself. He needed help. Here he is, locked up in chains. How's he going to get this letter over to Ephesians and other churches? He had somebody he could depend on. He had a guy named Tychicus. Tychicus, I wrote this letter. Will you be so kind enough to go out and travel? And remember, this is by foot. There's no interstate. There's no train to catch, no airplane. I need you to travel from one church to the next, and to the next, delivering this message I wrote to them. And Tychicus did it. You know, I talked about earlier how on Friday, the youth group came up to the library and got the gifts that you bought for the folks at Central, and they delivered them. They were kind of like Tychicus here. They took the material and delivered it to other folks as an example of God's love and grace. Now, we all can't be Apostle Paul. Most of us won't. But we all can be a Tychicus. We all can roll up our sleeve and find something we can do for the Lord. And then he ends with a blessing. Peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters. Now, you look in the world today, there's not a whole lot of peace. Everybody is upset about something, and they're all on social media talking about it. Jesus said, I give you my peace. Not as the world gives, but as I give to you. And may God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you love with faithfulness. And then he ends, may God's grace be eternally upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I'm praying that God the Father and the Son will give you love. And as you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you receive grace. You know? What a blessing it would be to get a letter from the Apostle Paul that said, peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters. And may the God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ give you love and faithfulness. And may God's grace be eternally upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. So my challenge for you this morning is, if you were a soldier in the Lord's army, would you be up for a promotion? Or would you be AWOL? If he came and had an inspection, would you be ready for battle? Or he'd say, soldier, where's your helmet at? Where's that sword? Where's that shield? No. Now, we sang a song about keep on the firing line. Now, the idea is, as Christians, we stand together, and the force of evil can't get past us. We keep them in front of us. Now, so my encouragement for you this week is that if you think about the world and the evil we face, is be sure that you're, bring on your full armor. Don't be walking around in the war zone dressed like I am, but be dressed like a soldier. The sword, the helmet, the belt, the shoes, all these. And remember, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, that person down the street that made us mad. Our battle is against spiritual forces, the forces of evil. Yeah. And see, and my thought is that when it comes to good versus evil, the main battle has won. I'd like to use a history example like World War II. In World War II had what's called D-Day. And that's when the U.S. troops and British troops, Canadian troops, landed on the beach of Normandy to fight the Germans. And then later on, we had what was called VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, when the Germans, the Nazis, surrendered. And I feel like with Jesus, with his death and resurrection, that was D-Day. That was turn the tide of the war. And I feel like when he comes back, that's going to be VE Day, the day the war ends. But in the meantime, we're in the in-between zone. Our job is to keep on fighting the good fight, keep marching forward. Now, we're going to sing a song here in a second. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. And so my challenge for you this morning is, be sure that you're a soldier of the Lord, that you're dressed for battle, you report to duty, you follow commands, you follow your orders. Now, and all that we do, we do this not our own strength, but we be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Thanks be to God. Amen. All right, Herb.